Cam Gerber from Durham, Pebbles Family Buffet. His topic is on the pandemic and how it affected their business.
So I was talking to Richard and David this morning, and I hardly know what to say because I feel our troubles are so minor, so temporary compared to what they went through. And I mentioned something of the sort to them, and Richard made the comment that we don't choose our adversity, our problem, and I think he's right. So anyway, it is almost 2 o'clock. What would you do if I was telling you that at 5 o'clock you need to shut down your business for 2 weeks? So March 15, 2020, I was at Brookside, just north of here, and we had church there in the evening. It was after church, and I was talking to Chris there, and he made the comment that, this might be the last time that we're at church together like this for a while, and I thought he was totally out of his mind. But the next morning, we met as a management team at the restaurant to discuss, what's happening here with COVID, how serious is this going to get? And we heard there's going to be an announcement coming in the afternoon. So we pushed off the meeting, and by 5 o'clock, the suggestion came that restaurants should close down for 2 weeks. It was just a suggestion at that point. But by 5:30, we decided we're going to honor that, and we set up to close at 8 o'clock. So where were we right then? So January of 2019, the year prior, we had shut down and done a fairly major renovation expansion. And we reopened in May of 2019, and we had 8 very busy months up to Christmas. It was a very, very good, busy summer. And then we got to January. January to March are our slowest months, and we do various promos in that time. Actually, in February, Children Eat Free, Monday to Friday. Keep that in mind. But we lose a significant amount of money in those months. Those are our down months. Now, March break, that's kind of the line. We get a burst in that week when the children are out of school. And after that, it slows down again, but it's not as serious, and we're heading towards spring. So that's kind of the line. So we're at March 16. It was the first day of March break. It's 5:30 in the afternoon, and we're closing in 2.5 hours. The last few customers, we gave them free pies. We froze everything we could. We sent the employees home with salads and that type of thing. Basically got rid of anything that wouldn't last 2 weeks. And shut down sometime during the night. The credit card machines dropped the funds in from that day, and that was it. We're a restaurant. We don't have accounts receivable. What we had in the bank, that's what we had. That was our first problem, was cash flow. So we had finished the renovations enough to open in May, but we did a fair bit of work after that in the basement, finishing that out. And so those bills, actually the last ones hadn't even arrived yet. We were still paying those off. Wonder of wonders, we had gone over budget in renovating. And so we were very tight in cash, and now we were coming up to March break week. I'd actually talked to Dad a few weeks earlier and said, we're going to need a very good March break week, or else we're going to have to round up some funds to get us through to the summer. But we did have a few promos hitting for that week, so we thought we might be okay. Well, here we are, the first day. We have all the extra inventory. A lot of it's in prepared food, and we're shut down. So I talked with some employees, and actually within a couple days, they had rounded up the funds we need and loan them to us. And that was tremendously encouraging in a time like that to get those phone calls. So employees, they scattered then on their two-week vacation. And I went to work for my brother-in-law at Roland, and that was very good. It gave my mind something to think about. It kept me busy. And it also helped me develop a real sympathy for all of you poor people that have to carry a lunch to work. So you have it rough. 2 weeks in, it was obvious it's going to be longer, and Dad had the brilliant idea of frozen dinners. He knows the owner of the local Foodland and No Frills very well, so he walked in and talked to them, and it was green light. Absolutely, bring them in. And so we did, and they went like crazy. The Foodland promoted them on Facebook. It kind of went viral in the local area. He called the other Foodlands and said, you have to have this, and it was as many as we could make, as fast as we could get them out. And our real limitation was our cooling. Our cooler and freezer couldn't begin to keep up. So that was our limitation on quantity. So we did that for a few weeks. Last week of May, then, we started drive-through takeout. That was just on Fridays and Saturdays. We had a drive-through set up around the building. And it was a very efficient way to lose an extra $12,000. But other than that, it actually didn't do any good at all. August 1, we opened dining. And it was buffet at your table. So buffets weren't allowed to be opened. So we did buffet at your table. It was just Wednesday to Saturday. We made the dinners Monday, Tuesday. We had these little mini menus. Some of you were there. You could check off what you wanted, send it in. We would plate the food, bring it to your table, and then you eat that, and then you send in another menu. Just keep ordering as much as you want. So buffet at your table. And it worked okay. Guests were reasonably happy with that. It was the best we could do, but it was a ridiculous amount of labor. We were getting wage subsidy at that point. We did take it. We were getting 80%. And with that, we could almost break even. And part of the problem was buffets were getting a fair bit of negative press at that point. And I won't read the one press release I have here, but it was listing all high-risk activities that shouldn't open. And the second one on the list was buffet-style food services. So traffic was actually down 68%. We had 32% of our previous traffic. In November, then, the frozen dinner production moved to Pebbles Pantry in Mount Forest. So we owned a building in Mount Forest. It had emptied just before COVID, and it was actually up for sale when COVID hit. We renovated that into a commercial kitchen, and we moved the frozen dinner production out there where it is today. And so that was in November, and then December 19, a month and a half later, we got shut down again for the second time just before Christmas. Went into 2021, and we were hopeful that, okay, let's have a proper year this year. February, things were really starting to open. News reports were actually good for a change. COVID numbers were coming down, and restaurants were allowed to open. We waited a couple extra weeks. We wanted to be sure and certain that this wasn't going to happen again. But things were looking very positive, so because this was a big deal. So we had the Pebbles Pantry now. Our cooks and so on were doing that. Well, we needed them back at the restaurant if we're opening, so we had to hire all new employees, train, get set up for that. So we did that. We ran an advertising campaign. We sent out a Canada Post mailer. We were going to be open 6 days a week. Again, we were still not allowed the full buffet. It was going to be a buffet at your table, but it did look like that was going to change very soon. So we opened March 15 then, and we got shut down on April 1st, 2 weeks later. And that was the third time. And it is kind of amusing that it was on April Fool's, but it wasn't at the time. One bright spot, a key vendor actually helped finance us through that shutdown, and that was incredible because by then it was rough. We reopened then the very end of July with full buffet. We could actually have buffet. We needed to wear masks, but we could serve people properly again. And then September 22, a month and a half later, the COVID passports came out. And that was the toughest, brutalest decision of all of COVID. And you've probably already decided in your mind what you would have done in that situation. But if you just set your biases aside for a moment, there was two sides we were considering. So first one was the Ontario government mandated it. And we didn't feel the government requiring passports was directly against the Bible. So then we should do it. So that's side one. So here's the other side then. So if the government all of a sudden changed their mind and they decided they're against gay and lesbian marriages and you're not to serve them at non-essentials. So when people come walking in, you have to ask them if they're involved in a relationship like that. And if they are, you're not going to serve them. Would we as Christians do that? Is it biblical to not serve someone food because of their choices? So what we ended up doing, we asked them if they had passports, and if they said yes, we simply accepted that. We didn't have to see them. If people wanted to show them, that was fine, but we simply trusted them at their word. And if they didn't, then we offered them buffet to go free. So we had a table set up there. We had different sizes of takeout containers and the cutlery and napkins, everything there. They could grab the containers, go to the buffet, fill it up, and it was free. We had a donation box there. That was available to anybody throughout that whole time. The buffet to go free. And you're probably wondering, how did the donations work? It right about covered the cost. We feel that was the right thing to do. So the objective behind that was to have people know that they are loved and accepted, even if we can't serve them in the dining room right then. And people did understand. I do feel that was the right thing to do. December 18 then, just before Christmas week, again, buffet restaurants got shut down. And the other restaurants got shut down on Boxing Day then, just after Christmas, but buffet was just prior to. And then we reopened in March of 2022, this last year. And last night, actually, just for interest sake, I looked to see how those 2 years were. And so out of the 24 months, we were closed 14 and a half. And of the remainder, there was all but 1.5 months we were severely restricted. So I hadn't actually realized what the numbers were myself. We've been operating almost a year now, and that is a big deal for us because it'll be the first time since 2018. Because in 2019, we had shut down for renos, and since then, we've been shut down so often. So we reopened in March. Guests were very slow to come. The majority of our guests are seniors and large groups. Well, guess what? Both of those weren't happening yet at that point. So it took a while, but the other side was we were very short-staffed, and our staff did phenomenal through COVID. They really did, but there was no job security. There was a lot of zealous boyfriends and weddings, and by the time we got through COVID, 75% of our staff had moved on, and that included the entire management team. So it was tough, but some of them did come back to help us get started, which was huge. But there was 2 times in this last summer season that I sent out messages that if we can't find, hire, and train staff in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have to close. That's the option. And God provided. He really did. And somebody mentioned to me during there that, you know, the Lord is always on time. And that means he's never late, but it also means he's never early. And I felt with that, but the Lord did always provide. So where are we today? I would say in recovery mode. We are enjoying it again, and that's a huge piece. Those 2 years, those up and down four closings, that was really hard to keep the drive there to actually enjoy it. There was times in there, things that we were doing, that it just plain wasn't fun for anybody. Traffic is back up to about 80% of pre-COVID. Financially, we are profitable again, but it's going to be a bit of a battle. And for perspective, our annual losses were 10% of our previous annual sales. So if your annual sales are $1 million, your net losses would be $100,000 for 2 years, total $200,000. So you can do the math in your own business. That's roughly what it was. So it's going to take some time and work. But we do feel the business as a whole has a tremendous amount of potential now. The pantry side, the frozen dinners, is growing. It's slower than we had hoped, but it is coming, and it has a lot of potential. And on the restaurant side, the guests are super happy. Our reviews are phenomenal, actually, better than ever. I do think that people are a little more easier to please maybe now, or maybe other restaurants just give bad service. I'm not sure, but we have a good team, and it's going well that way. Our mission is welcoming guests home to enjoy the comforts of home-style food in a relaxed and refreshing atmosphere, and we can do that again. There was times that was very hard to live out during COVID. The other thing that we're finally getting to act on is some of the ideas that we've had from before renos even. There's a lot of things in there that we just could never do because we're up and down so much. One of them is gift baskets. So we launched a gift basket program for corporate for gifts for employees or customers. So there you go. Think on that one. What could have we done to prepare ourselves for this, and what has been helping us through it? I don't have answers for that. I really don't. I am here today to learn, to see what we did wrong, what we could prepare better for. One thing that did stand out to me through this is relationships. You know, with suppliers, are your deals win-win? Do they enjoy doing business with you? When something like this happens, it matters. Your suppliers, you have to have a good relationship with them. And your employees, you know, would they stick with you without pay as long as they could? Or are they going to jump ship right away? Customers, do they trust your product or service? You know, do you have a good name out in the street? And this was something that amazed me. We launched the frozen dinners, and locally, yep, people knew us. Then we get into Toronto, and we figured, you know, they're not going to have a clue who we are. In almost every store, and this is Sobeys stores, somebody on management level knew who we were. And, you know, their grandparents came, or they enjoyed it, or whatever it was. It made a huge difference. And then, last of all, back to relationships with God. You know, if your business was to close at 5 o'clock in 3 hours from now, are you convinced that God has brought you this far? Is it his business? And that he will carry you through regardless what the future has for your business. Thank you.
Thanks, Cam. Thanks for sharing your story. If you've never been to Pebbles, if you're not into eating food even, just go and pay for the ambience. It's just a really calm place to sit and spend some time.